महाविद्या महामाया महामेधा महास्मृतिः महामोहाश्च भवती महादेवी महासुरी प्रकृतिस्त्वस्य सर्वस्य गुणत्रय विभाविनी कालरात्रि महारात्रि मोहरात्रिश्च दारुणा त्वं श्री त्वमीश्वरी त्वं ह्रीः त्वं बुद्धिर्बोधलक्षणा लज्जा पुष्टिस्तथा तुष्टि त्वं शान्तिः क्षान्तिरेव च सौम्या सौम्यतरा अशेष सौम्येभ्योस्तु अतिसुन्दरी परपराणां परमा त्वमेव परमेश्वरी यच्च किञ्चित् क्वचिद् वस्तु सदसादखिलाम्बिकाखिलात्मिके तस्य सर्वस्य या शक्ति सा त्वं किं स्तूयसे तदा फ्रॉम दि चौंजी दिस इज द प्रेयर ऑफ ब्रह्मा टू द डिवाइन मदर द वर्ड द सुप्रीम नॉलेज माया इंटेलेक्ट मेमोरी डिल्यूशन एंड द ग्रेट प्रोवेस ऑफ द गॉड्स एज वेल एज ऑफ द डीमंस Thou art the cause of everything of the three gunas. Thou art the knowledge of the great delusion. Thou art the knowledge of Brahma, as also the terrible knowledge of ignorance. Thou art Lakshmi. Thou art the supreme goddess. Thou art bashfulness. Thou art the determinative faculty, modesty, nourishment, contentment, as also peace and forgiveness. Thou art charming, yet more charming than all the charming things, and exceedingly beautiful. Thou art indeed the supreme goddess, beyond the high and low. O thou self of everything, of whatever things existing at whatever place or time, whether cause or effect, thou art the power behind that. How canst thou be praised, mother? Today Devi Poksha starts. So we pray to the Divine Mother. Mahavidya. She is the supreme knowledge. Again, supreme forgetfulness, delusion. She is the power of God. She is the power of the demons. She is everything. Here we find the Vedantic conception of the God or divine being. Both good and bad came from the same source, same Shakti, same Divine Mother. Why? Why does he not create only good and no bad? Well, then no creation, no place possible. Only white color cannot produce a picture. Only black color cannot produce a picture. We need black and white, mixture of the two. In Yogasutra, we find Shukla Krishna, Shukla Krishna. Karma are of three kinds. Shukla, good karma. Krishna, bad karma. Shukla Krishna, mixed karma. Some good, some bad. So human beings are born with mixture. Divine beings only with good, and demon beings only with bad. Very interesting, this philosophy. Three words Brahma used, Kalaratri, Maharatri and Mohoratri. Kaloratri means the dissolution of Brahman, the final dissolution that comes from Satya Guna. Maharatri, that is the dissolution of this whole universe that comes from Rajaguna. Mohoratri, that is the dissolution of each individual being. Every night we dissolve this whole universe from our mind. That comes from Tamoguna. So the Divine Mother is the combination of the three gunas. The whole world is nothing but three gunas. Tini Shri, Tini Goddess of Learning, Goddess of Wealth, Tini Lajja, Pushti, Nourishment, Shanti, Forgiveness. Mother is everything. She is beautiful. She is Parameshwari. Whatever we find in this world, Sat, Asat, all are the manifestations of that Divine Mother. When we think of the Mother in this way, we can feel her cosmic appearance, manifestation. And we feel that we are also in that cosmic Mother. So, let us meditate on the Divine Mother on this auspicious day. Om. सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्टस् मे हि गाइडस् मे हि गिव अस् स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग मे लव एंड हार्मनी बी विद अस ऑल। ओम पीस 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 बी अनटू ऑल। पंचदोषी चैप्टर सिक्स चित्र दीप द लैंप ऑफ द लाइट। इन द फर्स्ट फाइव चैप्टर्स विद्यारण्य मुनि फेमस वेदांत टीचर डिस्क्राइब्ड तत्व what is Brahman. Next five chapters, he will explain who are you. And next five chapters, bliss. Ananda. Chitra, picture. He presented these human beings who are moving in this world just like pictures on a canvas. When you go to see a movie, we see the very big screen. And the movie is projected from back. We see king, queen, war. We see heavy rain. We see killing. We see fire. We see so many things. When we watch, sometimes we are so identified. We think those things are real. At the end of the movie, we see rain, the screen is not wet. When there is fire, the screen is not burnt. Everything remains the same. Over the mind, we see the king, empire, fight, war, all this good and bad. All comes from our mental reflection. We are devotees of Rama. When we see that Rama is born, we are happy. When we see Rama's coronation, Rama is going to be the king, we are very, very happy. The moment we see Rama is banished for 14 years in the forest, we are very unhappy. When we find that Ravana is kidnapping Sita, we are very miserable. When we see the war, we are scared. When we see Ravana is killed, we are very happy. Again, when we see Rama is back to Ajodhya and became the king and Sita became the queen, we are very happy. Look, this happiness and misery works over our minds because we connected our minds with Rama. How beautifully this Vedanta teacher explained that how we are moving in this world. Happiness and misery, happiness and misery. In the last class, I mentioned four stages of the painting. First, cloth, bleached cloth, very clear, transparent. On that cloth, painting cannot be started. We need some starch on the cloth. Then, with a pencil, drawing head, hands, feet, trees, plants, river, all these, all drawings. Then, various colors and the brush. We started to fill up all these paintings. And paintings become living. When we see Mona Lisa in Louvre Museum, we see she's smiling, living pictures. When we go to museum, we see these pictures are so living. Disney pictures, we see how they animate. They have become real to us. Very interesting, this world. Now, verse 8. Vastanavhasu sthitan varnan yadvad adharu vastrugan vadanti ajnas tatha jiva samsaram chidgatam viduhu. Ignorant people imagine that the colors representing the clothes of the figures are real clothes, as real as the canvas on which the pictures is superimposed. Similarly, the ignorant imagine that the transmigrations of the jivas are undergone by the Supreme Spirit, the substratum on which the jivas are superimposed. Here is a canvas. Here is a woman's painting or a man's painting. Her clothes, her jewelry, ornaments, her shoes, her everything is in that picture. Ordinary people think those colors and these things are on the substratum on which the picture was drawing, on the canvas. No, those are all superimposed on the canvas. But most ordinary people think that is the regular color of the canvas. We do not understand that it's superimposed. You know, this superimposition is very, very important to understand what is superimposition. Those who are ignorant, they think those. Similarly, people think that a happiness, misery, rebirth, transmigration, all these things are superimposed on the Atman. They think they are nature of the Atman, happiness, misery. All ignorant people think that way. Because I am miserable, I shall die, I shall be reborn. All these things, we think this is in the Atman, but not real. It is not in the Atman. It is all play of Maya. Abhash, reflection. When we stand in front of the mirror, we see the reflection on the face. If somebody hit on that reflection, you are not hurt. Bimbo, prutibimbo. This, my face is the bimbo, original, and prutibimbo is the reflection on the mirror. This we will have to understand, what is bimbo and prutibimbo, reflection. This name and form are reflection on the Atman. Ocean is real, but the waves are not real. They arise and they fall. Rise and fall, moving. That is this Maya. Chitradhar, the main canvas, remains the same. Amazing. Those are ignorant, the thing, my birth, my death, my happiness, my misery, my relationship, my this, that, all belong to the Atman. No, that belongs to the Jivas. He is going to explain. Chitrastha parvatadinam vastrabhaso nalikhati srishtistha mrittikadinam chidabhaso stata nahi. 9. Just as the hills, etc., in a picture, are not painted as dressed in clothes, so the inert objects like earth are not endowed with the reflection of the consciousness. Very interesting, this part. When the artist draws a picture of the mountain, trees, forest, ocean, he does not put any pants and shirts and the dress and makeup or jewelry. They put it as it is. This is the mountain. This is the vast meadow. This is the landscape. All these things he puts, but there he does not put any clothes there. Nalipati, nalikati. Because they are jada, inert matter. They do not transmigrate. They do not have happiness and misery like us. But you know, in Manu Sanghita, chapter 1, verse 49, look what Manu says. Tamasa bahurupena beshtita karma hetuna anta sajya bhavanti ete sukho dukho samannita. Manu says, these trees, plants, birds, beasts, they have happiness and misery because of their past karma. But they cannot express. When your dog is happy, you can see that dog is moving this tail. And when your dog is miserable, they will, she will shout. Even the birds and beasts, we can see their happiness and misery through their expression. They have feeling they cannot express. Why? They do not have the mind like us. They have instinct. The animal beings are guided by instincts. Human beings are guided by reason. And the divine beings are guided by inspiration. And any human in the picture, a painter, when he draws a human being, he puts clothes on that human beings. But when he paints a mountain or landscape, he does not put any clothes. That he is talking about. Because Jiva Chaitanya, the consciousness of the individual being, is not there. They are not Jivas. Let me tell you, same consciousness when is manifested through Shatya Guna, he becomes Ishvara. Raja Guna, he becomes human beings. Tama Guna, he becomes mountain, landscape, mountain, valley, all these things. This is all creation of the Gunas. Manifestation comes. Consciousness manifests through this way. Human beings, as Swamiji, our scripture says, are very precious. Only liberation is possible in through human body. Because this is the karma bhumi, field of action. You can change. In divine beings, bhoga bhumi. Animal beings, bhoga bhumi. That is the domain of enjoyment. And this world, human beings, karma kshetra, field of action. Only here you can change whatever you want. You can make yourself saint, you can make yourself sinner. Everything is in the karma bhumi, here. So liberation is very, very important, and that is possible in human life. Samsaro paramarthoyam sanglagno svatma bustuni. Iti bhranti avidyasyad vidyaya isha nivartate. Verse 10. The confusion of considering this transmigration with the attendant pain and pleasure as real and affecting the Supreme Self is called nescience. It is removed by the knowledge of reality. I am happy. I am unhappy. I have birth. I have death. These pairs of opposites. Is connected with the Ibu Singh, that is connected with the Atman, that is ignorance. They call it Anunnadhyas. When this Atman reflects on your Buddhi, Adhyas, consciousness falls on the Buddhi. And Buddhi also falls on the consciousness. That is the Jivahood. That is the sign of an individual being. That my consciousness, that pure consciousness is feeling, I think, I am really miserable. I am really happy. This my consciousness is now connected with happiness and misery. I am healthy, I am sick. All this connection comes from the Atma's consciousness. But look what Thakur said, Sri Ramakrishna said. Inside me, two persons live. One is the mother, and another is a devotee. It is the devotee who had this cancer. My mother is unaffected. How Thakur separated himself with God? He plays in two roles, human role, divine role. We play only one role, that is our problem. We think we are human beings. There is a mantra in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I sometimes repeat that one. Atmanam ched vijani atayam asmiti purusha. Kimichan kaisa kamaya shariramun sanjarit. Atmanam chet bijaniyat. The person who knows that I am the Atman. I am osmiti purusha. I am that purusha. I am that supreme being. I am that Brahman. Kimichan. What kind of desire he could have? Kaisa kamaya. What he will hanker after in this world. He is fool. He is Brahman. Shoriram Anusanjarat, happiness and misery which comes to this body, he should not stick to it. He should not feel that thing. Oh, I am miserable, I am miserable, I am miserable. The moment you have this experience, this kind of duality vanishes. He transcends both happiness and misery. He becomes one with that pure consciousness. That is a very difficult thing, you know. We have so much body consciousness. Stick to the body. body. Vedanta teaches how to transcend this body idea. I am the Atman. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. That is the way we chant the Nirvana Satyagama of Shankara. Mano Vidhyankara Chittani Naham. Nata Shrutra Jibhi Nacha Grano Netri. Na bhagpani pada na chopustapayu. Akbar Shankara is negating everything. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. That is my true nature. Atma abhashasya jivasya samsaro natma vastuna. Iti bodha bhaved vidya labhyate asau vicharanat. Now two things now we'll have to understand. Vidya, avidya. Avidya, just now we talk about bhranti, avidya. Anitya, asuchi, dukkha, anatmasu. Reverse. Nitya, Shuchi, Shukha, Atmakhyati, Abhidha. Yoga Sutra defines what is Abhidha. The thing which is Nitya, eternal, it becomes Anitya, non-eternal. The thing which is full of miserable, we think that will give me happiness. The thing which is unreal, we think that is real. The thing which is full of misery, we think that is full of happiness. Just reach comes reverse knowledge. That is avidya. That is the way Patanjali defined avidya. So he is talking about this is avidya, that you are thinking that shangsar paramartha, this world is real. And Svatma, I mean Karta, even my, I am the doer, my ego, all these things are real. This is the nature of the Atman. This is called ignorance. This is called Abhidha. As Sri Ramakrishna gave a very beautiful example. Don't think that Maya is all bad. Maya has two departments. Vidya Maya, Abhidha Maya. Avidya Maya binds us, Vidya Maya releases us. It is the Vidya Maya which brings us to the temple, which forces us to meditate, which asks us to study Vedanta, which forces us towards the good. That is Vidya Maya. Avidya Maya just goes for the enjoyment and this worldly way. So, how Sri Ramakrishna's philosophy works. You will have to counteract avidya maya by vidya maya, bad by good. If one thorn pricks in your foot, you take another thorn and take that thing out and throw away both. That is the way it works. Atma abhashasya jivasya samsaro natma vastuna. It is that abhash, reflection of the Atman in the human system on the buddhi, that person enters the world. But Atman is free, is not connected with the body, mind, organism. How can I know it? Through discrimination. Look how Thakur gave an example. Here's a coconut with shell, water evaporated, and inside kernel becomes separated from the shell, and you shake it, the kernel will shake. We hear it, yes. There is no water there, only the kernel is there, but it is completely separated from the shell. That is the way Thakur explained this Atma Tattva. This body is the shell, and the kernel is the Atman. They are completely separated. But they are inside. That Atman is inside, this kernel is inside the coconut shell. You know, that very, our village, we saw it. I remember we have so many coconut trees. And all these coconuts we used to put under in a room, and where there is some kind of, when the roots will come, and there is some, inside there is a poker, I remember, with all those things we used to eat. And sometimes we could hear that coconut, the water evaporated, and shell and the kernel are separated. We saw it. That example Sri Ramakrishna gave about the Atman and the body. Body is just like a coconut shell. Vidya. Atman is separated from the body. How can we separate them? Through discrimination, you can have this knowledge. So, discrimination is essential. What shall I discriminate? Adau nitya nitya vastu viveka. What is real, what is unreal? That you must know. The thing which exists in the past, present and future, that is real. The thing is impermanent, that is unreal. Our human bodies are not eternal. One day it was born, one day it will die. That's all. Anyhow, he will tell us more about this discrimination. Sada vicharai tasmat jagat jiva paratmana jiva bhava jagat bhava badhi swatmai vashishati. Beautiful verse, beautiful verse. 12. Therefore, one should always inquire into the nature of the world, the individual self and the supreme self. When the ideas of jiva and jagat are negated, the pure Atman alone remains. So three things we'll have to now understand. Jeev, jagat and Atman. Jeev we know, individual self. Jagat means the universe where we live in. And the Atman. You know, sometimes people say, Swami, why do you negate this world? This world is not real. This world is not real. This world is not real. Why do you see? This world is so real to us. We are vanishing this world every night. In deep sleep, the world disappears. And if the world would not disappear every night, do you know what would happen? We'd become crazy. All the time, if we think about world and its problems, this body cannot handle it. No way. We need that tamoguna, that deep sleep, that nourishes the body and the mind. One of our Swamis used to say, Deher Shanti Ghume, Moner Shanti Name. Deher Shanti, the peace of the body comes through sleep. And the peace of the mind comes through repeating the mantra. Continuously, if you repeat the mantra will enter your nerves, your prana. Even when you deep sleep, you will see mantra is going on. Those who do the purasharana several thousand times a day, they connect the mantra with the breath. At that time, God takes over. It is just like, I call it, when you drive a car, then you put 70 miles speed, you cruise control. Then you push cruise control. Then you do not place your feet anymore on the accelerator. So just hold the wheel. I see sometimes the Kansas City people, those who drive me, they put the car in the cruise control, 75 miles. They sometimes go this lane, that lane. But they do not press, they do not have to spend energy for pressing it. It auto, car moves automatically, 75 miles speed. Same way, if you have this mantra, and you put the mantra in the cruise control, your body will repeat the mantra. You will not have to make any effort. Now it is in Calcutta, they are through loud microphone and loudspeaker, they are spreading the puja mantras. We do not need any priest. Once you record it, puja will go automatically. But anyhow, you can watch our Belurma Durga Puja on the website. All the swamis and all the decoration, it is gorgeous. You can see how they do the puja so efficiently. It is really worth seeing. It will start from the 13th, 14th, 15th, that time. In the website, Belurmath, if you type it, then it will come and they will show you Durga Puja, how the monks are doing the worship. So what shall we do? We want to mumukshu jago ji paramatma itin bustu sarvada vichar koriben. Mumukshu, the person who wants liberation, mumukshu. A jiva bhava, I am not a jiva. And this jagat, this world. If you can negate these two, then what remains? The atman. In Panchadashi, there is one another verse. Buddhi tastu bhavu. Tastu. Here is a diamond on the floor. It is a dark place. And I brought a light. Do you know what does the light do? Light removes the darkness. That is the job of the light. But the diamond manifests itself because it is there. The Atman, this is the beautiful thing to understand, that what happens when this illumination comes, buddhi, chidabhas, with buddhi, it lights, illumines the place, and the thing itself, the thing which there it manifests. Because Atman is self-manifested. We sometimes say, through meditation, I shall illumine my heart. What will you illumine? She is self-luminous. But then what does the buddhi do? That pure buddhi, it destroys the ignorance about the Atman. The darkness must go. Ignorance must go. How to do it? That is the question. Through ghorshan. In ancient time, they used to rub aroni. In Upanishad, it is there. Uttararani, dakshin aroni. One piece of wood and another piece of wood, through constant friction, fire comes. With that friction, that is sadhana. That is discrimination. That we will have to do. Spiritual disciplines will illumine the heart. When? Nobody knows. It may come in the twinkling of an eye. It depends upon. Sometimes when you sit for meditation, tell your mind, mind, now focus 100%, not 90%, 100%, nothing else, 100%. Hold the mind that way. You will find mind will think about your chosen deity 100%. And once you get the taste, it is hard to come down. At that time, your mind will be glued with your chosen deity. And then comes joy and peace. Because all of the thoughts disappeared from the mind. No. Now it is 100%. No, you are talking with your mind and discriminating. Focus, 100%. No, still you are thinking something else, 100%. In this way, if you focus your mind, it will move 100%. You see, Sri Ramakrishna's mind, Swamiji's mind, they do not go 80%, 90%. It goes 100%. That Swamiji said, all great things have been achieved in this world through concentration. The difference between man and man is the difference of concentration. The concentration reveals the truth. You know, this is not the truth. To totally negate avastu, this world, this body, negate. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. I am that I am. I am that Brahman. I am that Atman. Bad. Na pratiti tayor badha kintu mithatva nishaya nochet susupti murchadau mucheta ajatnato janaha. 13. By negation, it doesn't mean that the world and jiva cease to be perceptible to the senses. It means the conviction of their illusory character. Otherwise, people would be automatically liberated in deep sleep or in faint. In deep sleep, there is no mind, there is no world. That doesn't mean you are illumined. That is the difference between buddhi, samadhi and sushupti. Sushupti means deep sleep and samadhi means illumination. In samadhi, vritti remains, chitta vritti. And in deep sleep, vritti, chitta vritti does not exist. It goes to ignorance. But in samadhi, chitta, what kind of chitta vritti remains? Akhandakara karyat. Aham brahmasmi tadda aham akhanja akhanja karakara chitta vritti rudeti. Only one vritti remains in samadhi. I am Brahman. Nothing else. You know how these Vedanta teachers explain this mysterious phenomenon of illumination. If you think that, amar chitta, I have, that is the difference between Yoga Sutra and Vedanta. Vedanta Yoga Sutra says, Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha, stop the thought waves of the mind, then you are illumined. But Vedanta says, thought if there is no thought in deep sleep, that doesn't mean I am illumined. Bad means apratiti. Apratiti means non-appearance. It is bad means the jiva and the world. It is not the non-appearance. Bad shabdhata mithatva nishya. It is not permanent, not absolutely real. which is unreal. Sushupti murcha. When we faint or in deep sleep, Atman remains. Mind doesn't remain, but Atman remains in every stage. When the Atman alone is real, the world and all this world, it is all appear and disappear, it is the Maya. In my next class, I shall talk a little bit about this Jivan Mukti, how this stage, when we go in this stage, what happens. If the world disappears from the mind, if my ego goes away, what happens? This Jiva becomes Brahman, experiences the Jivan Mukti, freedom while living. That we shall discuss in our next class. All right, if you have any questions, please ask me.
The Bhagavan often given us the example of coconut.
Shell and the kernel.
And when the Atma is mature, you can shake it and you can feel separated from the body, the shell. I was thinking about it that we all enjoy coconuts. Being to Mexico, where I coconuts from the tree myself, still undried, and drink the water out of them, and you buy them on the beach, then you have the coconut water, and you have the coconut meat. Nobody goes to buy coconut with shell inside, because if you buy that, nobody eats them. That's life, real life. What do you want, and where you are going? What is real and what is not real?
You know, the thing we are talking about, when we cut a coconut and drink, that kernel is attached with the shell. Water I drink, sometimes I scrape the kernel, that also I eat.
And we enjoy that.
Yeah, of course we enjoy it. Because still, this body and the Atman are one. You know that still my consciousness is connected with the body at that time. But when the consciousness is not connected with the body, when it dries up, that is the difference. As you see, that you know this consciousness, how this consciousness can be separated. You know, look at how Krishna says in the Gita, Basamsi Jinnani Jatabhyayo. Your clothes, if you remove your sweater from your body, you do not feel any pain or anything like that. But if somebody tries to take a little skin from your body, you cry. Look, that is the way. But when you are illumined, like Swami Turiyananda, he said, do the surgery, I don't need any chloroform or what is called anesthesia. He has the power to withdraw the mind from the body. That is the thing I think about quite often, you know. How can we do it? You see, some people go a little feeling of the tooth, but I need full anesthesia. I go, no anesthesia, just do it. Some people have less power of resistance or, you know, feeling pain, and some do not feel pain. I do not feel pain. So it depends upon it. You see, each individual being is different. But this part is sometimes, Sarva Priyananda used to tell us that story, that one monk went for surgery, gallbladder surgery. Well, and anesthesia is necessary. Just do the surgery, I shall take my mind out from my body. I am the Atman. So when the surgeon put the lancet, you know, opened it, and he cried out, "What happened? You said that you are the Atman, you are not the body. Oh, the kitab mein hai. That is in the book." That is the difference. But when a person has real experience, that we see Sri Ramakrishna and Turiyananda Swamiji. Sometimes Swamiji in Belur Math, he was eating dinner and asking the attendant, "Hey, did I eat all right?" Nobody consciousness. "How many chapatis I have eaten?" Nobody consciousness. Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityurma amritamgamaya, abhiravirma edhi, rudrajate dakshinamukam, tenamam pahi nityam, om shanti, shanti, shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through, and guide us evermore with the loving presence. Om, peace, peace, peace be to all.